because you can handle the truth.
Okay, and we're here again. This is the Barden Report. Good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here on this Saturday, first day of June 2019. And we're really doing a run, not reversing back, but this subject are just so big and so urgent in terms of this 5G attack on us and this combining with this monitor minimum, which is starting now. So I'm still dipping into a lot of information I went through with people at this famous AEV10 conference. Okay, we'll leave that out. It wouldn't mean much to people in the States, but it was an outstanding meeting of people from America and Britain. And I'm drawing heavily on David Dubine, who we had on last week, his short video excerpts, which are very good. Some of them quite long, but 5, 6, 10, 15 minutes, bulletins on videos about what's happening with the weather, the floods, and the price of wheat, and the absolutely impending food shortage running in within 2 or 3 years to famine. Famine in the Western world, that is not a joke of any kind whatsoever. And I have to say, the people we've had on this program, Jim Lee on the chemtrailing and geoengineering, Alana Freeland, and Piers Corbin on the weather, blowing the lid off CO2 and the appalling weather lies that are going out about global warming. We're into global cooling, absolutely, and I'm going to have to, for the rest of this year, as we go into it, it'll be a major part of this program. And again, solutions, and David Dubine is heavily into solutions, and one of the videos, I think today, rushed this today, but no, I should explain, Deborah Tavares, I said last week, was going to be on this week. Deborah was called away to an important meeting that she'd been trying to get to. It came forward, so I told her go ahead, that's fine. So she is very committed to RBN, and she'll be on later in the month, so we have a flexible arrangement there, and she will be on. So sorry, I should have said that at the outset. It's not anything of her fault. She covers a lot of areas, and she has to decide, prioritize things, etc., etc. But she's very upset about a member of the organization here who's very ill, but I'll come back to that later. But anyway, we'll start today with this food scenario regarding the shocking weather that's been in the United States and the Midwest flooding. Everybody knows about that. And David Dubine has a video, a short one. It's 19 minutes. It probably brings it off the break. I hope I'll overlap a bit. But one Ken has it there, I hope. Global peak wheat production has arrived. That one is coming up. You can just stick it on. Okay, we'll go ahead with that then. That's about 19 minutes. Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. Our world has just reached peak grain production. The amount of demand now outstrips what we can produce on this planet. Look at the USDA February 2019 world wheat supply and demand. We should be producing more grain every year, but we're not. World production mostly lower. The only increase is in Canada, Argentina, and the exports are something different. Russia pulling back on its exports due to They understand the grand solar minimum. They're not going to be exporting much anymore. The rollover comes in a few more months. The only exporters that are in the positive territory, U.S., Argentina, and Canada. Everything else down. Look at Australia, minus 20%. And when you look at these numbers out of here, it's literally down 10 times. They used to export 21 million tons of grain. Now they're only exporting 2 million tons due to excessive drought that's expected to continue for 6 more years. China's in the same situation. They're losing production in Heilongjiang and different areas for wheat production down. They are scrambling for rice, wheat, and corn at the moment globally. Kansas winter wheat doing well. Wet month. Yeah, we saw this last year. Wet month, cold, delayed planting. And it all boils down to you are absolutely going to need to grow some of your own food. Here are some high-protein vegetables, easy to grow. Green peas, collard greens, spinach, sweet potatoes, which at the same time they grow, you can eat the leaves. And I don't care where you buy these seeds. Spring is coming up. You need to practice growing food right now. I trust TrueLeafMarket.com. That's why I'm bringing you their supply of seeds. Go anywhere. Buy seeds anywhere. You need to practice. And during these uncertain times, I've teamed up with My Patriot Supply Long-Term Food Storage. A nice, affordable starter kit. Two-week food supply, 1,500 calories per day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinners, plus the 4-gallon storage containers included in that. This is a good first step in getting more self-sufficient. And if you click through the Prepare with Adapt 2030 page in My Patriot Supply, you can get this starter kit for $75. Please remember, there's a limit of 2 per household in this special offer. And as had been predicted during the grand solar minimum intensification, we would roll over to the point where the amount of global grain production was not going to meet the demand. But in the first few years, the carryover stocks, the ending stocks, which is on the right at 268 million tons, was going to be enough to feed in every year for these 12 million metric tons for this year, as an example, that need to be pulled out of that ending stocks to meet the demand. But what happens next year when there's even less global production, and we need to pull out 20 million tons, 30 million tons out of the ending stocks? At what point do we roll over where there's literally not enough to feed the planet? That is coming within years from now, not decades, not centuries, 2022, 2023. So looking at the world production and use, even with all of our GMO seeds and all the advances in agriculture, and production yield output increases, still we cannot grow enough. Even after the sixth year, why are we declining now? We should have increased in production. Wide that out a little bit easier here. So what do you expect next year? If these losses are continuing, they're going to amplify as our weather patterns amplify. Across the planet, every headline you read now is an extreme, unprecedented, never seen before. Multi-century flood, wind event, hail event, snow event. And it's going to get worse. It's going to continue to amplify to where we get these once in a 400-year storms, every single storm. As we move out here, this is the forecast for the decline in solar activity that's matching with the extreme weather across our planet increasing. Now, as the extreme weather increases, our crops are going to decrease. It's an inverse relationship. We are only in 2019, right where that green center box begins. The worst of the weather is not even expected until 2021 or 2022. So we still have 2 to 3 years of more extremes before the atmosphere may balance in some shape or form on a 400-year cycle in the sun. All the extremes you're seeing are tied to solar activity declines. And you have to read between the lines here, too. Wheat is one thing, but global grains as a total is an entirely different thing. Coarse grains need to be added in, but then the rate in the first paragraph, they say world wheat is going to increase 1.3 million tons, but that makes no sense because what they're just showing you across other venues are saying declines in world wheat production. So now we have diametric opposite information being reported in the news. China, as always, every grand solar minimum heavily affected. They're already decreasing in production at least 1 million tons just for wheat this year. But the global coarse grain production is down 1.5 million tons. So even if you add the 1.3 million for the rosy forecast of wheat increases, we're still getting the 1.5 million ton decline. So there's still a net decline. It shouldn't be happening if we have the best tech ever to grow with the most automated systems to grow global grains. But it's just not. Mother Nature's taking over and we are going to take a back seat. World production, mostly lower, increases in Canada and Argentina and the United States. I cannot believe they say that it's going to increase 1% because last year's figures were down. How are they going to make up that loss from last year? And then the weather's going to be worse. The ground's colder now. It's wetter. So moving forward into the major exporters, this is where we play this shell game. So the major exporters that do have percentage changes on the increase would be the United States, Argentina, and Canada. I circled those in orange there. Everything else is a negative. Australia, down 20%, but that's just last year. They're not counting from the 4 years prior, which I'll show you in just a second, but the EU down, Russia down 15% and expected to halt exports even further, Ukraine down, Kazakhstan down. So the major buyers for all these wheat tenders out there, where are they going to shift to and which place will they shift when they can't get it from their traditional sources? So case in point, here's Russia. They understand the grand solar minimums here. They're pulling back on their exports. Plus their production this year was down incredibly from last year. So the rollover point where the Russian exports decreased from even last year's levels in about 2.5 months. And that red line is going to continue to roll over in a bell curve fashion. They're going to pull back their exports. So the traditional Russian wheat buyers, where are they going to go to find extra wheat? So if we take a look at exporters over time, this is off AgriConsensus. We have all the major exporters here, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, EU, Russia, US, and Ukraine. Now I put the arrow in there to show you what happened to the Australian exports. It almost disappeared entirely. So you can see the amount of total exports over time has actually decreased, especially from 2017 with 437 million metric tons down to 393 million metric tons. And they're predicting even further decreases in 2019 already forecast out, going to be under 300 million tons. So where is all this extra food going to come from? Oh yeah, the carryover stocks. They're going to dig in right now to fulfill the demand. Year on year, they're just going to keep digging in. And at what point does that run out? And that year that it runs out, we are going to have some serious political problems on this planet. Forget everything that you see with all this smoke and mirrors of tattletale, finger pointing, very nice politics going on. We're going to see street riots and we're going to see military out to control the citizens. That's what's coming when they run out of the carryover stock. Now, taking a look also, AgriCensus, specific Australia here that I tagged in, 21 million metric tons, 2017. What happened? Oh, there's a massive drought there. Every grand solar minimum, they get about a 7 to 9 year drought in the major wheat growing belt, South Australia, West Australia, 10 times the decrease in exports. So what's going to happen when this drought intensifies over the next couple years? That could very well go to almost zero, and Australia will become a net importer of wheat. And then where are they going to get? Because traditionally, China was depending on their exports. So where's China going to fill that extra demand of, let's say, even 10 million metric tons? It's got to come from somewhere else. And off the credit report, now Asian millers are turning to Argentina for wheat because of the Australian drought. Well, everybody else is turning everywhere else to look for supply because it's just not there anymore. Russia, Australia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan. And then China, as always, going to be looking for more food. $30 billion trade deal with the U.S., only about food. An additional $30 billion in agricultural products. So taking a look at China, I simply overlaid the collapse of these Chinese dynasties with the GISP ice core data set. So where you see the colored lines at the bottom of some of these cooling events were the collapse of the dynasties. Now, these collapses of dynasties run between 350 and 400 years. There's not been one that survived longer than 400 years. I encourage you to do the research to try to disprove that point. They do not last. They are on the same cycle as the sun's increases in activity and decreases into the grand solar minimums. Grand solar minimums, the dynasties collapse because they cannot feed their people. The intertropical convergent zone shifts. So does the moisture. So does the food production downward. So knowing that is in the future of China, so easily discernible and so visible in the crystal ball just based on the past, you would start to look for Chinese decreases already, especially in the wheat growing belts around Heilongjiang and that border area with North Korea. And here we are, grain and feed report update, down, 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 down. Grain, rice, wheat, corn, down. Now wait, I thought they were supposed to be increasing. In my own personal opinion, you can agree or disagree, Chinese numbers are not reliable. Even what they have given out that the USDA might recalculate in their analysis, on the ground, China does not want to lose face. They're going to make up numbers like they did with all the economic reports that you've seen coming out. They are nowhere near 6% growth. They're negative, and I can see the same exact thing happening with their grain report. So China's wheat production estimates by major sources, these are different companies that are analyzing what the Chinese production should be for this year. Down, down, down. Not even one single firm or government institution out there looks for any increases in China. So as they decrease in their production levels, they're going to be looking for exports elsewhere. And I already showed you, exports are down everywhere. But here's the caveat. The wild card is the domestic consumption continues to increase in China. Animal feed and human consumption. One of those has to break and bend. Oh, I wonder why the pig virus is so sweeping the country. You could reduce demand from the pigs and the swine industry just by taking out that one single animal. And lo and behold, rice market, China approves 32 U.S. facilities as new suppliers. It's all about the food. It is all about the food. Every political maneuver you see out there right now is a smoke and mirror to cover for the chessboard accumulation of foodstuffs for the citizens. And as Bob Marley said it best, hungry mobs are angry mobs. We're going to get a real good gauge within this month about how the planting is going to go, especially with barley over in Europe. This is a traditional planting month, March and April, right in here. So we'll see how soggy it is, how dry it is. Because what's now the Czech Republic, referred as the Czech lands back in the 1600s, mega drought still down in production. So we'll see how it goes with Europe and Ukraine putting barley in the ground over this next month. Now, U.S. wheat production is projected 1% higher 2018-19. I'd personally just honestly do not know how they come up with this figure. The losses last year, the gargantuan losses due to late season planting and late season blizzards. And this year, they've even had more record snow, colder conditions. They don't even know what happened when it was minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit to the crops in the ground. To be seen. But at the tail end, they still tell you the lowest level since 1909 for winter plantings. Interesting. So you know for sure, even if it's high yields coming out of there, the lowest amount of acreage planted, the numbers just aren't adding up. But what is adding up is the snow totals, record snow across most of the wheat and agricultural zones out west in central Midwest Plain states. Kansas winter wheat doing very well amid a wet month. Cold and wet soil, not conducive for crop growth. And Gerhard, thanks for the heads up. One of my subscribers chiming in saying, hey, what's happening with the grains? They're not running as you had predicted. And I said they won't run until at the end of this year when the harvest season comes in, at the end of 2019 into 2020 and 2021. This is not investment advice. My own personal opinion is when we're going to see the greatest losses start to really come in. At the end of this season here, it's going to be very apparent that our global grain production is in distress. So if we take a look at freight on board Argentinian wheat, 12% protein content over a one-year period. Do I see that correctly? 25% up in price. Now understand the forward month contract is down a little over 1%, but we're looking on the yearly and we get that gargantuan 25% rise. And I thought, well, maybe FOB Russian 12.5% protein content might be different. It's a different part of the world. Maybe they're having better growth conditions over there. Up 20% over the year for the pricing. Yeah, looking at the forward month contract, just a little under 0.5%. Also, and I thought, all right, now the hard red winter wheat, FOB US Gulf, that's freight on board, 11%, up 10%. And it's not even milling wheat. It's not Durham. Okay. It's not 14, 13, 12%. Milling wheat, it is something.
Okay, these are recorded pieces from David Dubine, so we go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I should apologize to listeners. We're playing some David Devine's five or six of his short videos, audios, but we obviously can't see the data he's referring to on charts on a video, and that's a little bit awkward. But it's just that this subject, I'm trying to get it going on a regular basis. This is now permanent part of the crisis, the many, many crises we're in. 5G, the Maunder minimum, and this food shortage, which is sneaking up on people, and governments making no efforts whatsoever in the United States, in Canada, in Europe, in Britain, to prepare people for this. It's an absolute outrage. So I've got to hit this every week. I've made commitments for things on that. A lot of things got delayed. I was going to a regular spot on depression, but some of the key people weren't available long term, so that fell back. But this, I have no problem going ahead with this on a regular basis. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. He talks very fast, faster than I do, Dubine. But I'll pick out better ones in the future where they are a little bit more measured, and they're not relying on pointing to charts and data. And even some of his interviews at other stations might be suitable as well. But later on in the program, the latter half of the program, we'll move to 5G. Mark Steele, etc., an outstanding guy. Who is explaining that living nightmare of what this extinction-level event. It's nothing less, 5G, absolutely nothing whatsoever. But anyway, we'll move on now. We'll have a short run now, as just to the bottom of the deck. So we'll keep going till then. And then after the break, we'll play another one of the bulletins from it. What we're taking these from is ADAPT 2030, ADAPT, ADAPT 2030. They are short video bulletins from David Devine about the world food supply, the Maunder minimum. They're very good. They're very educational, and they're very good alerts. And they're well worth watching. And he is totally in tune with the other people who have in this program. They work together as best they can. Deborah Tavares, Jim Lee, Piers Corbin, Alana Freeland, and I'm leaving somebody out of the list, etc. But sorry, I had a heard a whisper there. Who am I leaving out of the list? Ken will tell me. well, both of us are tired today, but we'll group them together. And Jim Lee, I think, is getting better now. He has been very ill over the last year, but he is, Devine and other people agree, he is the definitive expert, Jim Lee, on geoengineering and chemtrails. He's outstanding, and his graphics on his site are truly, truly stunning. But I'm just waiting to start another one. I think are we going to a bottom of the hour break later on, Ken? The next one, tornado outbreak. That was 7 minutes. Okay, that's a short one. Okay, we'll come to shortly. Another one of again a nightmarish stuff. The tornadoes, spike in tornadoes in the cornfields, etc., and corn prices. But we'll go to that one next. Okay, well, I'll talk it up to the break then. After the break, we'll start with another one. It's called the tornado outbreak. But in the meantime, there's some great alliances getting together. We have some good news for people. People are hooking up. And in the UK, we have this character. He's the brains with Brian Gerrish, who put AV10. That's the 10th year, AV1, AV2, AV10. I was at it this year, and I was kicking myself I wasn't at previous years, but it was very, very good. Like-minded people, and they were all giving key information. I'll just try to pull up a list here. I've mentioned it last week. Here it is. Yeah, the Gemma O'Doherty from Ireland. She's fighting this corruption in Ireland. That globalists are attacking Ireland with on every hand. Own the government there. It's shocking. Dubai, obviously. Mad Palsvik was the speaker there. He's a banker of 20 years, a merchant banker who left banking. I hope he's going to put some of his money into what he's doing. But he's informed a political party, JFK 21, in Denmark, and he is blowing the whistle on the entire banking system. As I said, he'd be a very good guest for John Stafford. John Stafford being such an expert on the banking system. I hope that'll happen in the near future. But Brian Gerrish, we have a very strong building patriot movement in Britain under ukcolumn.org, Brian Gerrish, and a lot of related people. And I met them all there. And Gerrish is a most civilized, decent guy, absolutely a former lieutenant commander in the Navy, and who sacrificed his job because he didn't want to be taking fishing tackle off British fishermen to enforce European Union rules. He did it once, and then he resigned his commission the next day, and he destroyed his pension, etc. But a man who's paid a mighty price for a principle is Brian Gerrish, and he'll be on this program soon when we get a suitable... I have the facility now to do recorded interviews, thanks to David Grant, and David Grant will be coming along with a tech program. We'll do a program on computer and tech, and semi-illiterate people like me who are technically illiterate, I just type and type and type, turn over pages and do emails every day, but there's a lot of problems, and there's bugs on my computer at the moment. But okay, we're coming up to this bottom of the hour break. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In from the bottom of the hour break, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're playing some short audios today from David Dubine, who was on the program last week, about updating people on what is happening. We've done one there on the corn crop and the floods, and this next one is the tornado outbreak and the spike in corn prices. Probably similar, but we'll go to that one now. The massive amount of increase in tornadoes in the USA. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, everyone. The news headlines are trying to hijack the amount of tornadoes, even though there were more back in 2003. If it really was because of climate change, 2018 wouldn't be the first year with no violent tornadoes, would it? And while the news headlines and politicians run with the tornadoes caused by climate change, why don't we talk about corn running? The final planting dates being missed, they're going to make our prices skyrocket. And these things about the carbon tax, we're not going to swallow that. That's a suppository. And during these uncertain times, I've teamed up with My Patriot Supply long-term. Now, the spate of tornadoes that's ripped the United States, devastating, and I hope those people are safe, and I wish them the best in rebuilding. But the news media has hijacked this event to try to prove global warming, relabeled as climate extremes now, is because of CO2. But when we go back and we actually look back in 2003, there were more tornadoes than this current outbreak. And if we look at NOAA's own data back from 1954 to 2018, you can see several years prior that actually had more devastating tornadoes. So this whole thing that it's all caused by CO2 and its runaway climate change, I don't understand that, because just last year, 2018, would be the first year with no violent tornadoes. So if it was supposed to be this buildup and it's ever getting warmer, 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 and more extreme, then last year should have been extremely off the hook, but it was so placid. So what are you telling me, that climate change now causes no tornadoes, and then climate change causes tornadoes, and it's all being hijacked for political purpose, as usual, on par? But Dr. Roy Spencer, trying to explain why so many tornadoes are happening this year, with AOC and Bernie Sanders saying it's climate change. You got to understand, these tornadoes require strong wind shear. And then that second paragraph right there, the conditions exist when cold air masses slam against warm air masses. And it's stated, winter has refused to let its grip go in the western United States, even snowing yesterday in Montana, Arizona, and the all-time record cold and snows across Colorado. So this has created this persistent cold air mass. And then you get these strong wind shears at the boundaries between the warm and cold. And this year has had the record cold. And as we move deeper into this grand solar minimum and the wandering magnetic poles on our planet, things are going to get very strange. And the intensity ramp up is natural, but they're going to try to hijack it and say it's CO2. Because when you look at this annual trends of violent tornadoes from EF3 to EF5, those top two lines there, 2008 and 2011. So again, this instant jump up and change because of climate change shouldn't have been like that. It should have been a linear step up with each year more CO2, each year more intense storms. But you can obviously see that is not the case. But what is the case that nobody's talking about is the chaos expected to leave record corn deficits and unplanted acreage, which in addition to the wheat, is going to make your prices skyrocket. Take a look at the corn planting here. Look all the way up there in Nebraska, 25%. Look at Ohio, 22%. Indiana, 22% as well. And Iowa, dismal this year compared to the national averages. And then here we are marching right past all the final planting dates before the farmers can claim federal crop insurance. Now they're going into wet planting. In order to get this insurance, they have to make an effect to try to get in and plant those fields. They know it's not going to even germinate or come out for any types of yields. Yet they're going to go in there and going to plant. And the USDA is going to count that as planted acreage when they know absolutely zero yield or incredibly dismal yield is forthcoming. We'll definitely get to see what the yield estimates are around, let's say, late August. And when we march into September, oh my, how our food prices are going to skyrocket at that point. Because when you look at AgWeb, the corn planting map, I even put the blue box there to make it easy to discern. You're looking at the May 26, 2019 number, and then over on the right there, that is the average comparatively to the date. So keep in mind, they're wet planting, which means they're putting seeds in standing water in the fields so they can get the crop insurance. This is nothing about having any hope of any yields coming out. It's just about getting your machine on the field so you can get paid from the government because you attempted to plant. So these are fictitious numbers. They're real in terms of acreage planted, but in terms of actual yield coming out or expected yields, oh my, what a smoke and mirrors pony show this is. And if we're looking at the intraday corn already, going back to May 12th, what do you think it's going to be like when they come and realize there's very little yield coming out of the United States this year? And China's just in as dismal of shape for their corn. They're out scrounging around right now. They took full delivery just today. They were trickling along, trying to play the trade tariff game. But now they took full delivery on a full shipment because they are not planting either. And almost 60% of the corn on this earth is produced by these two nations, and they are both in dire straits for production. And if you don't think your prices are going to rise and everything's going to go right along with it, All we have to do is take a look at 1994, right when that massive floods occurred in the Midwest as well. And I circled it in orange because this time that straight up vertical rise is going to go higher because now it's intertwined with Chinese losses. And somehow they're going to spin it that it was all CO2 and try to sell you another carbon tax. And you expect me to swallow that? And of course, no AOC will say, it's a suppository, dude. Thanks for watching. Hope you got something out of the video. Distant early warning on your food pricing and your lives. I'll see you next video.
Hey, yeah. Some of these videos are overlapping a bit, but it's a horror story, though. The lies and lies and lies being put out by the governments collectively and not warning people of the already reduced massive grain tonnage around the world. Even with the likes of Cargill, who have millions and millions of tons in underground bunkers, they will be eating into their reserves this year and next year, and they're going to make a killing by putting the price up on their reserves alone. So it's food storage, growing your own food, and learning how to grow your own food. And there's some outstanding quality videos on YouTube about that, and there's one outstanding one about seed barley for cattle. All livestock on the land can eat sprouted seed barley, and you get 5-to-1 ratio for every ton you put in under moisture and sprouting. You do need a bit of sheds and equipment, certainly, to do it. You get 5 ton out, and cattle absolutely devour it, and they put on weight quicker. Cattle, sheep, grass livestock, they do very, very well on it. But anyway, looking at my list today, I gave a list to Ken, which is too many things on it, and they are overlapping. But I think if it's okay, Ken, in a while, we'll move to the... Okay, we'll go to the Antarctic, and that'll be the last of the David Devine ones. We'll move on to 5G after that, okay? The next one up is 14 minutes or so, and... It's what's going on in Antarctic. Let's hope he has some good information there.
Good afternoon, everyone. News abounds. Antarctica's melting 3 times as fast as a decade ago. It's a full-fledged 5-alarm climate emergency. Scary graphs with just downward descending ice. But wait a second. NASA study, mass gains of Antarctic ice sheet. European Space Agency... using satellites as well. And if you look at the real math, 99.989% of Antarctica is still there that didn't melt. They use gigantic numbers to try to scare. You know why? Because Antarctic sea ice extent is growing back to nearly the baseline from 1981 to 2010. And the scary articles across the mainstream media are trying to say, look at the sea level rises. This is going to cause by 2050 or so. But since the sea levels have been rising since 1850, pretty much in a steady fashion, you need to see if this is natural variability. Because looking back at post-glacial sea level rise at the Younger Dryas era, that's 120 meters. That's 360 feet of sea level. They're squabbling about millimeters, literally fractions of an inch. University of Alabama Huntsville temperature compared to the scary models presented by the IPCC, notice where that is at about 0.8, let's bring it to today, May 2018, that's dropped to 0.18. So what's your favorite color of microgreen to grow? Red or green? See the full selection at trueleafmarket.com. You can find the Adapt 2030 link for True Leaf Market as well as all the links. I am a huge fan of all things anomalous in Antarctica. I do believe it holds part of our past as a human civilization, as well as where we're moving to with the rediscovered technologies in the future. Now, this new contravesty of mainstream media pushing the narrative of Antarctic ice is melting 3 times as fast as a decade ago. They just dismissed all of the scientific data over the last 10 years from not only NOAA, but the Danish Meteorological Institute and the NSIDC. Because they themselves have now set a new gold standard for what their information is. You see these headlines, full-fledged five-alarm climate emergency. Remember, if you're not from the States, a five-alarm fire means you send every fire truck in the city to go extinguish. Now, the climate alarmists are trying to say the same exact thing about Antarctica. Charts here, Guardian, Antarctica's melting faster. Okay, let's disregard the last 10 years of satellite data from at least NASA, NOAA, NSIDC, and just come up with these new figures, what, last week? Referencing exactly this. Now, this is where it seems like two heads are butting. Because the NASA studies show mass gains of Antarctic ice sheet greater than the losses. This is just a couple years ago, literally 2 years ago. Measured by radar altimeters on two European Space Agency remote sensing satellites. They measured elevations in eastern Antarctica, and they're showing snow accumulation. This map here is showing the rates of mass change. This is up to 2008. We're going to continue into the future after this as well. So even back in 2007 and 8, Arctic ice was at an all-time low. They were talking about the world falling apart ice-wise, yet Antarctica was still gaining ice. You didn't hear much about that in 2007 and 8. And there's a bevy of articles from the ESA, which is the European Space Agency, and NASA, all talking about this exact same thing up to 2015. At the end, which brings us into 2016, which was less than 2 years ago, they're claiming that Antarctic ice is gaining. And now these same reports are saying over the last 10 years it's been melting three times faster than normal. Well, which is it? So let's bring you up to some current data. Just this last week here, Antarctic sea ice extent. Well, if the ice is melting on the continent, which is the coldest part, then for sure the sea ice must be melting as well, right? So here we go, that blue line, that's this year. That's above last year's ice concentration. We're getting right back near the 1981 to 2010 average. Inconvenient truth. And we'll bring you over here to this chart as well from CMIS. Those dots are showing the sea ice concentrations for this year, 2018. And if you go right out to where it says June in the second week, you'll see that red dot. That's actually one standard deviation. So I'm kind of curious where all this melting is going on. So I thought, okay, perhaps there's just miscommunication and lexicon in the media, so let's look at mathematics, because truly the most pure language anywhere in the universe would be mathematics. Antarctica is still doing just great. So after they added up all these scary numbers inside the media and looked at all the ice shelves across the continent, 99.989% of that continent did not melt its ice sheets away. So what's up with that? Has a detailed breakdown from David Middleton going through each area of Antarctica, East Antarctica, West, the peninsula, Ross Ice Shelf. Oh, by the way, there's underwater volcanic activity. So when they talk about ice sheets breaking off, that's from warmth under the water. And you know there's been a huge uptick globally of volcanic activity. It's happening there as well. So when you take a look at the mass gigatons, significance of 3 trillion metric tons melting. Now also, I do want to reference here in that same article, there's some great comments at the bottom. But as this thing was being swapped between metric system and American inches feet system, the centimeter to inch and millimeter conversion was a bit off. So the article is actually 10 times less than what was stated in being a 3-inch sea rise level. It's actually 3/10 of an inch. Goes to show you when we have two systems measuring across the planet. So in The Guardian, this is a mainstream news publication, widely respected across the planet for bringing at least some sort of narrative to the forefront, melting at record-breaking rate. Might need to fact-check that a little bit, because I'm going to bring you back here to a NASA study again. They were talking about it slowed through through 2008, and then it continued slowing, even through 2013, and then it slowed again and actually gained ice in 2015. There's an enormous amount of articles on what's up with that. I've linked that whole Antarctica page. There's over 100 articles talking about the ice sat with all the data and numerical values so you can back check this and see what's going on. And coming back to June 15th, Jay Zawali putting the hammer down, NASA glaciologist says Antarctica is gaining ice, coming out directly against all the reports that were coming out in the mainstream media, of which were referenced earlier in the video. Washington Post, New York Times, Guardian, among others. But we have somebody working at NASA saying, whoa, that's completely wrong what you're putting out there in the media. Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the last break of the first hour. In the next 2 hours, we will move on to 5G. But I'll just read out some stuff in the meantime. There's an article that's too long to read out here. I grabbed them one, but 44 things you Next week I'll conclude it. 44 Things You Should Know About the Green New Deal. And a guy called John Miltimore is writing this. He said, on February the 7th, U.S. Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, the U.S. Senator Ed Markey, introduced legislation known as the Green New Deal. You've probably heard of it. It's the big deal, to paraphrase Joe Biden. The history of New Deals. Wikipedia, the Internet's fountain of knowledge, describes the legislation as a proposed stimulus package that aims to address climate change and economic inequality. Wow. I mean, a miracle will happen. Okay, but what is this? In the term New Deal, if the term New Deal sounds familiar, it should be its reference to FDR's New Deal, which was itself a playoff of Teddy Roosevelt's Square Deal. Politicians don't win extra points for originality. So just imagine FDR's New Deal took the Paris Climate Agreement out for drinks. One thing led to another, and voila, 9 months later, they had a baby, the Green New Deal. So what should we make of this Green New Deal? Since climate change is bad and inequality is bad, can we assume the Green New Deal is good? I will extend this next week, but I'll start it now just to bring us up to the top of the hour. It says, have an informed opinion. He said, well, that's for you to decide, but there are 44 facts and reflections on the Green New Deal to consider. I'll just do a few of them. The GND, Green New Deal, is called the GND, is necessary, we're told, because the global warming will cause more than 500 trillion, is it? Yeah, billions, trillion in lost annual economic output in the United States by the year 2100. Imagine being able to calculate that. Impossible to calculate. That's the scary number. But even if we accept such a figure, it's important to note, as Tim Wurstel has, that we're talking about 0.5% of the total U.S. economy in 2100. The 500 billion. The 500 billion price tag in context is rather small, at least compared to what AOC's legislation would cost, as Cortez would cost. Some estimates the price tag at $93 trillion. Relax. Fact-checking organizations are probably right when they say that these figures are mostly pulled out of a hat, etc. In fact, all of these big numbers make me think of this. So why do we all need to spend those trillions in the first place? One reason Cortez cites is a four-decade trend of wage stagnation. Well, this woman's an economist as well. She's a congenital idiot, basically. The problem, the wage narrative, as Bloomberg recently pointed out, is a myth and is not true. And this is why these people, too, are pushing a national minimum wage. That is to control people, to totally own everybody. That's right. Although wages flattened briefly in the mid-90s, they have grown steadily since, and according to the Federal Reserve data. What? In the UK, we're back at 2009-10 levels of wages. But anyway, we're going to the top of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.